Jessica, what's up? It's Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Jessica?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Hi. Can you hear me?
What?
Okay. Can you? Don't do that. I know this trick.
Hello?
I know you might not be interested in this, but you guys are talking about the subs.
Hello?
And me and... Stop it. Okay. Me and my brother were riding around town, you know, kind of getting high, and now we're going to go to Publix. So we just want to say thank you.
Hello?
Are you smoking and driving?
You get high with your brother?
You should put that on Periscope right now so we can see it.
Stop.
What, like when you and your brother get high, that's interesting to me.
Why?
What do you smoke out of?
Well, we have this little thing that looks like a cigarette.
Like a one hitter?
Yeah.
So you pass a one and one, a one hitter back and forth. So it's basically you're making out with your brother to get high is what I'm getting at.
Basically.
I knew you were going to go that route.
Why? It's just very interesting to me. Do you have your separate one hitters or do you just pass back and forth?
Yeah, and it's gross. I know. And I said to him, I said, please don't tell me you've been with your girlfriend today.
But why do you guys get in the car and get high? Why wouldn't you like?
Because I have, you know, a family at the house and they don't know. They just think I'm crazy. That's why I'm.
Talk to me about family. Who's the family you got at the house?
My husband, and then we have a son.
This is getting even more and more intriguing. So you dip out. Listen.
He came over to help us move.
Okay.
And we were like, man, this sucks.
Right?
Yeah, moving usually does.
It does. I don't know. Would you think it was going to be fun?
I can't remember.
If you just cursed her.
I'm moving. Oh. No, I just moving random stuff.
Oh, dishes.
I can't focus.
I thought she said douches.
Yeah. Oh, I thought she said this S.
Oh.
Okay.
I just can't focus.
All right. So just we're on the same page here. You're moving with your husband and your kid.
Yes.
Brother comes over and you say, man, this moving crap is for the birds. Screw this. I'm going to go get high with my brother and go to Publix.
Exactly, because we were like, oh, my God. Like, we were salivating listening.
So will you bring something back for your husband and your kid, or are you just going to be selfish and eat your own?
No. I'll bring something for my son, but my husband's a weird vegan, so what can I bring him? A piece of kale?
He's a weird vegan.
Weird vegan is redundant, by the way. Why is your husband a vegan? That's dumb.
I don't know. It was like, I don't know if my cooking was bad or what, but right after we got married and moved in together, he quit eating all kinds of stuff except for like fruit and salad.
It might be your cooking. Like he secretly eats meat.
Yeah.
He just doesn't eat yours.
Maybe.
Does he eat fish?
No.
I'm not touching that one. I don't know why I asked that question.
I know.
Sorry that I said
Don't.
Can we call him and tell him that you're leaving his house right now to go get high with your brother?
You want?
I do want to. Hold on one second. We're gonna, because you know, she's no shame in her game.
Riding around getting high with her brother.
We'll do a little phone a friend and call her husband to see how he feels about. Because man, I'm telling you what, dude, moving is the most arduous task in the world.
I'm getting ready to do it right now.
Ugh. And if you're moving and your girl goes, hey, by the way, I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm gonna go get high with my brother. That's not gonna wash with too many people. You gonna pass me a note? Yeah. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Thank you. His name is Matthew. All right.
Hi,
is this Matthew?
Yes.
Matthew, Drew Garabo from Drew Garabo Live. You're currently on our show. How are you today?
Oh, I've been better. What's going on?
Oh, no. What's wrong, man?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just moving and stuff like that.
Yeah, I heard that your girl, your wife, is not exactly helping you out like she should, Matthew.
I know. She never does.
You know, I heard that? Because she called us and said she was going to go get high with her brother and get a Publix sub instead of helping you out. What kind of woman does that?
That's just who she is, man.
Man, you accept that kind of nonsense?
Yeah, what kind of household are you running?
You know, you take what you get, you know?
You can do better, my man.
You think so?
I think so. Let's get her on the line real quick. Jessica.
Yes.
How could you leave Matthew high and dry, pun intended, like that?
Oh, my God. I didn't do it intentionally. I just kind of go with the flow and how I feel. It just is a natural thing.
Oh, like a kid or something.
Yeah, just like you're maybe 9 years old with no responsibilities.
Basically, I'm a 9-year-old medical professional.
Matthew, you got to get your pimp hand strong, fool.
I know, right?
I mean, I'm not saying you got to hit her or anything, but I am I am saying that she shouldn't be pulling this. How old is your kid?
11.
And instead of packing up his little Dr. Seuss books, there's mommy smoking a one-hitter with her brother on the way to Publix.
Hey, that's why nobody knows. Well, now they do.
He knows. Oh, he knows.
Yeah,
it's not that hard. You know, she's always out of it anyway.
Oh,
don't say that.
Always out of it. Damn.
At least she's a great
that
cook, right?
So
yeah, how's her cooking?
Yeah, her cooking sucks.
Burn! Hey, Matthew, you really do eat meat, right? But you just don't eat her cooking?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
He's no vegan.
He pulled the old I'm a vegan excuse so she wouldn't keep bothering you to try her.
That's a weird vegan.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll eat anything she doesn't have to cook. So, you know, like raw vegetables.
That's,
you know,
that's what happened.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
You didn't want any more of her horrendous goulash, did you?
No, or her, you know, chopped steak and stuff.
Whatever.
So if you knew how to cook, Jessica, he wouldn't be a weird vegan right now.
You know what? I made him really nice stir fries with fresh vegetables and stuff, and he loves it. Don't let him fool you. He's just trying to show off.
Oh, you trying to show off, Matthew? You show off?
Yeah, I'm the one that called you. I'm trying to show off.
Yeah, burn. Sick burn. How dare you call us? How often are you guys?
I think I just made Publix richer. Maybe that's what I do.
Maybe. How often are you guys having sex with each other?
Ew, don't ask that.
Oh, with each other?
She said ew.
Ew. Did you hear that? She said ew, Matthew. That was what came out of her mouth. Ew.
Yeah, I know. Maybe she didn't smoke so much.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, why would I say if she didn't smoke so much?
Yeah, maybe she didn't smoke so much. You guys be having a little bit more, a little more sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
So how long are we? I mean, how often are we having sex? Once a week? Once every couple weeks?
You really want to know this, don't you?
No, I'm asking to fill time. Of course I want to know this. I want to know your frequency.
Oh, like twice a day?
Twice a day. Is that true, Matt?
That is not true.
What's the real
that
number?
Maybe once a week, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe once a week, which translated once every couple of weeks.
Or a month.
How long have you guys been married?
Since 2005.
Okay. All right. I'm a little bit worried about the frequency. If you're not having sex with each other, you're both going to search for it in other places.
Yeah, they're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hear you.
All right. So what can we do to bring you guys a little bit closer together?
I don't know, but I'm up to suggestions.
You want to do a dating game where we can find some girl to bang you good and cook you a good meal?
No.
He's a good meal away from leaving you.
Let's do like an older version of the
first of all, you got to watch your stupid mouth and not curse on my show, okay, sweetheart?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It happens.
I'm sorry.
So you wanted to do an updated version of the newlywed game where we ask you questions?
Yeah, like, you know, like on when the real show, they ask like cute stuff like, what's your favorite thing for them to wear? And you see if, you know, get the same answer.
All right.
But this is like, what do you hate most about this person?
That's exactly what I was just going to ask. Oh, my God. What do you hate? Jessica, what do you hate the most about Matthew?
Oh, my God. He is a pack rat and he's stubborn.
Pack rat, a stubborn pack rat. Matthew, what do you hate the most about Jessica? I know there are a lot of things to choose from. I'm sorry, what?
How long's your show?
I like this guy. Dude, you can totally do better than her, man.
Damn, you trying to break him up now?
I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but I can tell this guy's full of life.
For you.
I bet she's hot.
Well, you know what?
At least you're coming for somebody.
He can have someone else register for his classes and help pay their rent, if that's what closes
out. Oh, so he's not working. He's sponging off of your salary.
Yeah, well, he goes to school, so, you know, he does don't work, you know, gets some money, but.
All right. So, Matthew, do you have a job?
I just do side work, you know.
Okay, I got you.
He's trying to apprentice for an attorney right now because he's going to school to be a legal assistant.
Apprentice for an attorney. I got you. So basically, you're the sugar mom in this situation. He's using you for tuition money, and then once he gets his degree, he's going to dump your ass.
Well,
the kid has to be 18 first.
We took out loans for the attorney.
You're waiting for the kid to turn 18?
Yeah, so we don't have a broken family.
Well, that is so noble.
It is pretty noble. I understand trying to keep it together for the kid. As long as you're not fighting in front of him. Are you fighting in front of him?
Yeah, well, it's like a constant clash.
Okay. Normally in situations I say it's okay to try to keep it together for the kid, but if you're not setting a good example for him as far as what happy matrimony should be, he's going to grow up with a warped view of what marriage should be all about. So if you can't...
I know. I'm doing good, but my mom has had 5 husbands and is nuts, so...
Well, the apple sure did fall far from the tree there, didn't it?
I'm trying to do better than her. I'm trying.
Well... do or do not, there is no try, as the great philosopher Yoda once said.
I know. You're right.
All right. Well, listen, knuckleheads, let's send you guys out for a night somewhere since you were both such good sports for us.
Are you serious?
Yes. Against my better judgment, I am dead serious. I will give you something from our prize stash. I have no idea why I'm doing this. But how about we send you to Mel Brooks, Back in the Saddle Again, Wednesday night, October 14th at the Morsani Hall at the Straz Center. Show is at 7:30.
Oh, my God, tomorrow night?
Yeah, can you make it out?
Oh, I think I'm scheduled to work that night, but I'll see if I can switch. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hold on 1 second, and we'll see if we can't get you guys together. Be good to each other for your kid's sake, for God's sake, and stop fighting in front of him, will you?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Matthew. Matthew, leave now. You can do better, bro. Leave her. Bye.
They don't stand a chance.
Not a chance in hell, dude.
No.
I know a divorce when I hear one. Mm-hmm. Within 2 years, they will be divorced.
So he's unpacking the house.
Yes.
And she just gets bored with that.
Right.
Who wants to do hard work?
Right.
And she just calls up her brother and goes and gets Publix subs and gets high.
That's it.
That's crazy.
Let's go smoke out. Let's go to Publix and let's leave my husband to do all the work.
I'm like, don't you think I want to ride around and smoke weed and eat subs? Come on.
But he's got responsibilities.
Yes. And a kid.
Horrible person.